Karabas, I hope all is good. Good vach. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Samach Zayin. We have the tremendous chus of finishing the sixth parak and beginning the seventh parak today. We're here in Samach Vav Amar Beis at the bottom, about six, seven lines up. If you remember the last thing we had discussed, right, the last thing we had said yesterday, is that Shmuel had a suffix that when the husband in the Mishnah had said, Ksovu, right, you should write, Zeksav Yadonhu, does that mean you should sign O Ksav Agedhu, or does that mean you should literally write the get? We had that whole shaila. And we had asked, right, if you'll tell me that it means you should sign, right, and meaning that, i.e. implying that therefore you should sign a get that you should tell someone else to make, right, Haksav Yadon, Haksav is a get kasher, but if you, meaning that you, basically that if someone else writes the get, right, then that is going to be kosher. Right? But Shmuel, probably the problem is that Shmuel holds a Rabbi Yossi that says mili lo mimsrem l'shliach. Right, we mentioned yesterday, right, that mili, that command and instruction cannot be passed from one shliach to the next. So how in the world can you tell two guys sign the get that you're going to tell someone else to write? You can't. They can't tell someone else to write the get. So Amri, so apparently they said that modi Rabbi Yossi but Omer Imru. That if someone says Omer Imru, if you tell the shlichim to tell someone else to do something, that works, even though you can't necessarily, right, pass, one from one to the next, maybe the mention from the shliach, but if you tell the shliach to literally tell somebody else, all right, so then that will work, and then they can sign. So the Gemara says, not now, about six, seven lines up. Does Rabbi Yossi really mode? Does Rabbi Yossi really admit that if you told someone else, if you told the shliach to tell someone else to do something, that works? About time, we're in the Mishnah, later in the Masechta, says, Kaz Ksav Sofer Ve'ed Kosher, that the writing of the Sofer, meaning the Ksav, the signing on the get of a Sofer and another aid, is good. And Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the Chasam Sofer Shani, you know that the Chiddush is the Sofer, that the Sofer didn't sign the get that he wrote, it's puzzle. Amar Rav Chizda said, that Mesnis and Mani Rabbi Yossi, and this is our point, and it's Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Mili the Mishra Mashiach, who says that you're not allowed to tell someone else to do something. It's probably confusing, right? You're not allowed to tell a Shliach to tell someone else, right, to do something, that doesn't work. And if you'll tell me that Rabbi Yossi is moda, that he admits that if you tell the shliach to tell someone else, then you can have a really big problem when you're telling me that the sofer is allowed to sign, right, his own get, because what's going to happen, right, not his own get, but the get that he wrote, right, the zimnin, because sometimes the amru l'shnayim, amru l'sofer v'yichtov l'ploni ploni v'yachtimu, right, what's going to happen sometimes, a husband's going to tell two people, go tell the sofer to write a get, and have other people sign it. So sometimes, right, again, so what's going to happen, right, again, that's all possible, because amru, right, but Omer Imru, right, that if he tells a shliach to tell someone else, that works, good, so they can tell the two guys to tell the sofer to write the get, and, right, that you're telling me that the sofer can sign his own get, right, that he wrote. So if you tell me, if those two things are true, sometimes the husband will tell two people to tell a sofer to sign a get, to write a get, and then two other people should sign, umishum ki sofer the sofer chayshi. And then the shlichim are going to feel bad for the sofer, right? They can tell this guy, listen, could you write a get, but don't sign it, please, because we don't trust you. Like, that's not so nice, right? And therefore, mechatz mechad mehanach sadi v'sofer v'adayu. So what they are going to end up doing, they're going to feel bad, right? They're not going to want to, you know, let's say we trust your get writing skills, but not your, we don't trust you to sign a shtar. So basically what's going to happen is they're going to tell the sofer to sign a get, and another one of the edim is going to sign a get, and then ubal lo amrachi, and that's not what the husband said. Well, then you're going to have a problem with the get. So the Gemara says, I mean, how could Rabbi Yossi say that this all works? And we're not concerned for this, right? How could you tell me? It must be that we don't say Omer Imru, that if you can't necessarily tell shlichim to tell someone else to do something. So when it says no, came to my mind, kosher for those as it can be Israel, lo shchiach. It must be, since we say about that case later, right? It's theoretically it works, but we don't do it, right? In Am Yisrael, you did, we'll see, because it's not, this is a bad idea. Right, so therefore, it's not shchiach, it's not common. So again, you don't have to be gozer in this case. The Gemara says, I v'leichus doma amar lehu lebeitrei imel esover v'yichtov v'atem yichtemu. Right? Maybe the husband will tell two shlichim, tell the sofer, and then you guys sign. Right, and the same problem, right? Except that in this case, it's the two shlichim that they should sign, as opposed to getting two other people to sign. So that's the same halacha. And therefore, since it's not an appropriate thing to do, Right, so the Chazal were not gozer, right? Then and then everything Yossi can hold, right? That Omer Imru, and then that the sofer can sign and everything, because it's not a common case. Hanicha, the Gemara said that only works. Okay, fine. That's only according to the one who says that get works, but you shouldn't do it in that case. Elamanda Amar Kashuv Seasa, but over there, right, there's an opinion that says that you can do that. It's totally fine. So Michael Amir. So what do you do? So the Gemara says. And goes back and starts from the beginning, right? And is going to reinterpret not only Rabbi Yossi, but also Shmuel. So El Rabbi Yossi Tarte Amar. Rabbi Yossi really said both. What does that mean? Right. So if you look at Rashi, El Vade Rabbi Yossi Tarte Amar the Psula. Right? Really, Rabbi Yossi apostles both cases. Right? Again, what were the cases of the Mishnah? If you remember, right, the husband told three people, right, to get a get. Right, to make a get, and then they basically told someone else, right, to write the get. That was like Mili, right? Yeah. And then there's a case where Omer Imru, when he told the shliach to tell someone else to sign the get. So Rabbi Yossi apostles both of those cases, right? That's paraphrasing Rashi very quickly, right? So, but in both of those cases, Rabbi Yossi says they're no good. Shmuel sabrula kavasi bechada, upaligala bechada, and Shmuel simply disagrees. Right? Shmuel is agrees by one and disagrees. By the other, right? Again, meaning when the husband, right, didn't tell them, right? Then we don't have Omer Imru, right? Shmuel agrees that doesn't work. But if he told the shliach to tell someone else, then that's Shmuel holds that it is good. Kufa, let's go back to what we just said. Amar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi, Alak Rabbi Yossi, Amar Mili, the minister of the shliach. Well, we hold like Shmuel, we hold like Rabbi, then we hold like Rabbi Yossi, and then Mili, that a command you can't pass from one shliach. Right, to the next. I'm the father of Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, right? Me'achash Rabbi Meir Rechanina Ish Ono Chokan Rabbi Yossi. He said, one second, though. We have a machlokes, we have that the Rabbi Meir and Chanina Ish Ono have a cholik on Rabbi Yossi. So, Marra Rabbi Alom Halach Rabbi Yossi. So, why are we passing like Rabbi Yossi? So, Amalai said to him, Shtok Beni Shtok. Shh, be quiet, don't say anything. Lo Reisa Rabbi Yossi. You never saw Rabbi Yossi. Amalai Reiso, if you had seen him, Nimoko Imo, you would have known. Right, that his nimuk, that is his depths, that his logic was sound, right, and that's what we said about Rabbi Yossi, and we're going to basically explain we're going to quote this brisa that praises all of these other remember Rabbi Yossi, right? You're going to see that Rabbi Yossi is one of them, and that's where we see it from. This is basically, if I'm not mistaken, it's an avos to Rabbi Nassim. Right, that Rashi quotes over here. Right? Rashi a little bit later says an avos to Rabbi Nassim. Avos to Rabbi Nassim was an addition to Pirkei Avos. Right? Pirkei Avos is avos, but Rabbi Nassim is longer than Pirkei Avos. So, all right. Anyway, so we're going to say in Pirkei Avos they have a list of all these, I guess, Tanaim who really had these tremendous schusim. So we're going to quote a list of them, and that's Rabbi Yossi is going to be one of them. That's going to be Nimoko Imo. That he was his logic was very sound. Detanya b'don d'nar b'risa. Izi ben Yehuda hayamuna shvach and shel chachamim. Right, Izi ben Yehuda would say the best trait of all of these chachamim. Rabbi Meir chacham is sofer. And again, there's a yichus to each one of them. I'm not going to spend explain all of them. Rashi over quotes Rabbi Meir was a chacham and a sofer. Right? And apparently that was a big mila. Right? Rashi simply quotes the Gemara in Sota that says that he was a sofer. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda chacham l'kishiritza. Rabbi Yehuda was a chacham. What he wanted to be, what does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Shehaya Rotza Lios Maton Umitziyashe B'dvarav Haya Chacham, when he had the patience for it, to sit down, right? So then he would be a Chacham. It seems a little bit of a backwards compliment, but again, Chazal, the Achronim do talk about how that is a very big compliment. Okay, Rabbi Tarfon Gal Shel Agozim. Rabbi Tarfon was literally means a pile of Agozim, pile of nuts. Rashi goes over here. That since a person, let's say, takes out a nut on the bottom of the entire pile, the whole thing falls down, right? So too, Rabbi Tarfon, right? You just ask him one shayla, right, and he'd be able to bring sources all over the place. You'd get the whole pile when you took one nut. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel Chonos Miuzenes. Rabbi Shmuel was a store that was stocked very well, right? A makola that had everything in it, right? He didn't, he had everything with him, but he always he could answer quickly. Rabbi Akiva Otsar Blom. Rabbi Akiva was an Otsar, was a warehouse with different sections in it. Rabbi Akiva, he was able to study all of different parts of Halacha and Torah, and then compartmentalize them in his mind, right? A tremendous mind. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Kupas Harochlim. He was like a basket of spices that he could just kind of pick out whatever he needed, right, and give to whoever who asked on Shiloh, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azariah, Kubash Abbasalim. It was like a basket of spices, a little bit different than a Rochlim. Okay. Mishnas, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. Right, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yaakov was Kavanaki, right? He didn't learn as much as everybody else, but it was pure. We always paskin like Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yaakov in all of his cases. It was his, he had the most clean teachings. And because he was always correct, basically. Rabbi Yossi, this is why we quoted it, Rabbi Yossi Nimoku Imo, he had his logic was very, very sound and deep. Rabbi Shimon Tochen Arbe Motzi Kima. Rabbi Shimon would grind a lot, meaning he would learn a ton, and then Motzi Kima, he would let out just a little bit, meaning he would end up right, with the Psak Din. And they said, Tana, they said about this, Mishkach Kima, Umasha Motzi Eno Motzi El Subin, right, meaning that basically he would take all this stuff and he would only kind of like leave alone the subin, like the leftovers, kind of like the psoles almost, like the chaff or whatever, of the grain, and he would, you know, keep the halachas with him. This is what Rabbi Shimon said to his Tamidim, Banai, right, he called his Tamidim his sons, so it's very important. Shanu Midosai, keep my Mida. Shemidosi trumos mitrumos midosa shor mikiva, because the things I'm teaching you are the best of the best of Rabbi Kiva, meaning Rabbi Kiva taught me everything and I filtered it down and I'm giving you right just the straight halacha, right, the chashuva stuff. Okay, gufa, well, not the chashuva stuff, but I guess the what we need for the paskin halacha. Gufa, let's go back to what you said. Amar l'shnayim, right back to the hilchos given. Amar l'shnayim imr l'sofer v'yechtov. If you say to two people, tell a sofer to write a get. But plenty of the achtmu, and get two other people to sign on the get. Amar Avuna Marav, kasher v'lo se'asu z'ozu b'Yisrael. It's kasher, but you shouldn't do that. Amar le Ula le Rav Nachman, Amar le Rachman le Ula. Right, regardless of which way the conversation went, me'achu the kasher, Amar lo se'asu z'ozu b'Yisrael. Right, what's the problem? If the get is kasher, so why shouldn't you do that? So Amar le Chashinan Shema Tishkor, Tiskor Edom. We're nervous that the wife, once you're telling me that the husband can tell two people to get two other people to sign on the shtar, right? So then maybe the wife will hire two people. They'll tell two other people to sign on the get. Right, they're not going to know that this is coming from the wife, which is obviously no good, right? It has to come from the husband. So what would the four, meaning what would the other set of Edom know the difference? And then maybe that will be an issue. Gemara says, Micha Shinan, we're really concerned about this. V'atani, the Brisa said, Edom Echasum Malas Demekach, V'al Get Isha, V'al Choshu D'chacham Medover Zeh. Right, Edom can sign on a shtar of a contract, of a sale, of a field, right, or on a get, and they're not concerned for this song and dance. But the bura ka'amrin and chanami, meaning the edim wouldn't do it themselves, but they would. Right, they would say something. They would. They were concerned that they would tell other people to do this, and it could be that it could get to that point. Okay, fine. Amar l'shnayim imru l'sofer v'yichtu v'atem chosmim. Again, this is the second case. Right, if you say to two people, tell us over to write a shtar to get, and you guys sign it. Amar Rav Chista Amar kasher v'lo'se'asek, and we also said that's kasher, but we shouldn't do that. Amar bar bar chana Amar kasher v'de'asek. Right, so no, you can do that. No problem. We have a list of who paskins like what. Rav Nachman Amar kasher v'lo'se'asek. Shouldn't do this. Rav Sheshes Amar kasher v'te'asek. You shouldn't. You can't do this. Rabba Amar kasher v'lo'se'asek. Right, you shouldn't do this. Rav Yosef Amar kasher v'se'asek. You can do this. Ve'ika the apich lehu, and some people right, go back and forth and they switch. Like the last two. Who was the last two? Hey, Rashi says Rabba and Rav Yosef. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. Amar la Sara kiss u get. If you send it to 10 people, write me a get. Tonar Rabbanu Lendan Raisa. Amar la Sara kiss u get. It's new. Ishti echad kosev al yidei kula. Right, if the guy said, write it to 10 people, write a get and give it to my wife, so one guy can write for everyone. But if he said a lashon of kulchum ksuvu, but he said, oh, I want all of you to write, send echad kosev my makulam, right, well, obviously not everybody has to hold the pen, but one guy writes and all of them are standing and watching. Holichu get lishti, if they say, he told these 10 people, take this get and bring it to my wife, one guy could do it for all of them. But kulchem holichu, similarly, if he said, I want all you to bring it, so then echad molich my makulam, one brings it, obviously, then they don't all have to hold on to the get, but all of them have to be there. What about if he counted them? Counted all these people. You, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. What, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? What's going on over here? So Rav Huna Amar Mana Eino Kulchem. That's not like all of you. Meaning we said Kulchem means that everybody has to be there. Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Elazar, Dimin Roma Amar. I'm not sure if that's Rome. Pashtus is probably Rome. Right? Anyway, the vernacular nowadays is Roma with an Aleph, but that's just, you know, Israeli interpretations. It could very well be this is probably Rome. Makes a lot of sense. Manahare Kulchem, he says that it is, like, again, they're arguing Rav Huna, and he said that it is like Kulchem. Amar Rav Papa v'lo pligi. Rav Papa says it's not actually Amachokas. So Hadamana Kulu, Hadamana makes a sayu, right? If he counted all of them, so then everybody, obviously, he's talking, that's Kulchem. But if he only counted some of them, so that is, that's only some of them. I just explained it one way. So, okay, so the Gemara says, Imre le ha'gisa, Imre le ha'gisa. Some people explain it both ways. That depends on which is which. Okay, right, you can kind of work that over when you're chazering. Right? Some people say Rav Huna is the one who says that you have to count all of them, and some people say Rav Huna is the one that if you only count some of them. Okay, that goes both ways. Itken Rav Yehuda begita the kulchem like sovu o kulchem o kulchan o kochad vechad mino. Oh, sorry, no, that's poor reading. I'm sorry. Rav Yehuda made a takana by a get of kulchem, meaning where the husband is involving all these 10 guys, right? They should write, the sofer should say the sofer should write this. And the ksuvu ol kulchem, meaning ksuvu, meaning when he says, the husband wrote, told us to write, o kulchem, o kulchem v'chaminon, meaning either all of them or anyone, right? Either or. Right? Just so you don't run into halachic problems, because we have, you know, we're not sure this way or the other way. So you should either say all of you or one of you. Chosomu ol kulchon ol kol trei minchon, right? Or either all of you or two of you should sign. And ovilu ol kulchon ol kol chad minchon, right? Meaning that and either all of you should deliver the get, or all of you, right, should, or two of you should, or any two of you, right, should, or really one of you, here two of you before is the signatures, I'm sorry, but any one of you could bring the get, right, just to make sure there's no issues. Amar Rava, right, zinin de gais lei ledibu, right, v'amar kulchon v'amar kol chaminon. We're nervous, right, if you're going to have this whole entire lushan of stipulation, that the guy won't get to the end of it, that he'll only say some of it, he'll say all of you, but he won't get to all of it, all of you, or some of you. Right, so you won't say that. And then that's going to be a problem. So Allah Maravas Rava says, now, Ksu kolchad minchon, chasumu kol tre minchon, ovilu kolchad minchon. Right, you should just forget the kulchem. Forget all of you. The husband, you should always just say that, you should always just write that it's either one of you or two of you if you need two signatures, or one of you to bring the get. But meaning you shouldn't involve yourself in kulchem, because that you just run into issues. Hadralach Omer, and we go weiter into the next parak of Misha Aksu. Misha Aksu Kur Daikus. Kur Daikus is what? So if you look at Rashi, Shem Shida, the name of a demon, female demon, Hashaletas Kishoshosu Yain Harbe Megito. When a person drinks a lot of wine, right? Okay, find some sort of person gets in there, a demon gets in there. Obviously, as you might imagine, the Rambam, who does not hold of demons, does not like this. In his Pirush Mishnayos, he writes it's some sort of illness. Either way, we'll just call it, right, Kur Kaidus. Kurdikus, I'm sorry. Okay, and we'll just call that. Anyways, person has kurdikus, right? Whether it's a demon, whether it's an illness, right? He's a shtigam shugga. If Amar Kisvu get the ishtin, he says, write a gift for my wife, lo klum amar, lo amar klum, that's nothing. Amar Kisvu get the ishti, v'achsu kurdikus, right? But if he said, write a get, and then he went crazy, right? V'chazer amar lo kisvune, kisavnu, kisvunu, or whatever. And then he went back and said, don't, what is it? Tich tevenu, I'm sorry. And don't write, right? Meaning he took it back, right? Ain't dvar v'achronim klum, so then obviously the second instructions are no good. And right, again, it's only based on when he was healthy, right? Not when he went crazy. Nishtatik, if a person got nishtatik, he became mute. But Rashi says it's not talking about the kurdikus, rather just a person who unfortunately, right, had some sort of illness and became mute. Again, that can happen nowadays. Person Rachman Aslan is an illness in the hospital, can't speak or whatever. Rachman Aslan Moalenu. But they say, should you write a get to your wife? And he nods his head. So Bodkinoso, they check him. Shlosh upon him, right? It really should be six, because you'll see in a second. Right? And Mamar Alav Lav, El Hain Hain, he asks three times. If he says no, no, and yes, yes. I mean, they check. They ask him shilas where you should say no, and shilas when they say yes. So if he repeats it three times, if he's good six times, so then clearly he's of sound mind. He just can't speak it, but they should write. They should write again. My kurdaikos. Shmuel says denachte chamra chadata demaritzana. When a person has so much new wine, right, from the wine press, right, then he gets the shtigl sugar. Okay, so why did you just say that it's talking about wine, new wine? Person got literally means person got bit by new wine. Hakamash Malan, the Karucha Kurdaikus Shmo. Right? Kind of this Ruach, this spirit, let's say, according to Rashi, this demon is called Kurdaikus. The Mainav Kamina, who cares what it's called? So the Kamina, if you're going to write some sort of amulet to try to ward off the demon. So my Sute, what do you do? What do you do? How do you fix this? Right? Bisra Sumka Gemure Vachamra Marka, lean meat that has been roasted. And kind of diluted wine. We're going to talk about a bunch of different remedies, cures nowadays, for not nowadays, but back in the day, for these different things. Amar Abaye said, Amar Li Aim, and again, it's not his mother, that's the woman who raised him. My mother told me, that Shimsha Bas Yoma, if a person has Shimsha, Reshemesh, right, if a person gets very hot on the first day, right, when he overheats, not dehydrates, but either, maybe it's called... he's out in the sun. That's a big heat stroke, is the word. Kuza de Maya. I would drink a cup of water. That makes a lot of sense. Bastrayo, maybe if it's two more days, then see Kuret, you should do some bloodletting. Right? Bastlazayo, maybe if it's 3 days already, then Biskasumka Agumre Vechamra Marka, then you eat lean, non fatty meat, right? That's grilled and diluted wine. The Shimsha Tikasav, if you have it for a long time, it's a lazy time, very, very odd remedy. Again, back in the day, we don't really judge, right? Back in the day, medicine was obviously completely different, and different things work differently. So it's not that when we see this ridiculous remedy, right? It's not that they were crazy. It's just they had different standards of medicine, and they were able to do different things, right? That we can't even understand. What, a demon taking hold of a person after they get drunk? Like, what's... we can't even cop, right, what's going on over here, both on a physical and a metaphysical level. So anyway, it's a very strange remedy if a person has very long dehydration or exposure to the sun. Lacey Tarna Galosa Akumta, you have to bring a black chicken, Velikrele Shasiva Erev, and cut it open, Veligalte Galche Lemitsiyasa Dereshe Velosve Iloye, and shave the guy's head. Right, and put the chicken on it, right, as like instead of it, almost like a hat. Leave it there until it stays, right? Leave it there. Let him go down to the water. Ad savre, and up until his neck. Ad de chalish, right, to let him get weak. Alma, you love it, and almost to the point of exhaustion. And he should swim, and then come and sit, and that will help him recover. If he loves, and it doesn't work, he could eat leeks. Velinchos velikum, then you should do the same thing. Bamaya, atzare, adachaj, alma, elay, velimba, velisik, velisif, and do that whole thing with the water again. Okay, fine. The Shimsha Bisra, right, for a Shimsha, that's also the same heat stroke, but for not as long. Sumka, agumre, vechamra, marka, also you can eat this non fatty meat that's been grilled and diluted wine. The Talga Bisra, the Talga is a tough and a shin and interchangeable. So Talga, that's for the opposite. That's for not for heat stroke, but for someone who's gotten some sort of chills or some sort of coldness or whatever, like David got cold at the end of his life. But right, so tough and shin and interchangeable. So Shalga is Shelig, right? So if a person got very cold, so then Bisra Shmina Agmuri Vechamrachaya, that's the opposite is true. I mean, if a person gets very hot, you should eat kind of this non-fatty meat that's grilled and diluted wine. The other way around, if a person's very cold, you should eat fatty meat, right, and undiluted wine. I mean, live literally means live wine, but undiluted wine. But if Amram Chasidah, ki eva matzarin lei bei reish galusa, the servants of the reish galusa used to bother Rav Amram Chasidah, right, but apparently that was, okay, fine, havu mangile atalga, and they made him sleep outside in the snow. Apparently they wouldn't let him into the house. Okay, invokes imagery of Hillel on the roof of the Beis Medrash, right? Frozen on the wind listening. Okay. Anyway, they wouldn't let him in. Lamachar Amrulay, might Nichalay Lamar Delaisulay. What do I do? So Amar, he said, well, again, that he got the talga, the chills, right? The freezing, right? He was freezing. So Hani called Aminulu Mepech Apis. He said, well, these people are going to do whatever I tell them, but the opposite. They're just going to mess me over. So what do I tell them? So Amar Luhu, he said to them, Bisra Sumkag Muri Vechamra Marka. Basically gave them the recipe to recover from heat stroke, not from the coldness, right? And because the reps, right, the remedies were the opposite. So Isulei Inu Bisra Shmeina Agmur Vechamrachaya. So sure enough, they brought him the opposite, right? The fatty meat and the chamrachaya, the undiluted wine, and that was what he needed, right, to kind of recover from this cold, cold freezing, I guess, whatever. Shamar Yalta. Yalta is, if you look at Rashi, Ashes Rav Nachman, right? Bas and Nasi. She was the daughter of the Nasi. She was Nachman's wife, the wife of an Av Beis Din. Okay. So she heard about this whole story. Umailole lebe masusa umokmele b'maya lebe masusa. So she brought Rav Amram to a bathhouse and had him stand in, obviously in the hot, hot bath. Right, ad mahavke maya debe masusa v'havu dama. Right, until the waters became bloody, not bloody because he was bleeding, but because of his schwitz. Right, it became kind of like he had kind of schwitzed out all the wine and the meat and whatever. Kai Bishra pshite pshite, right, and his skin was covered in like different kind of like, it looked like his skin was like not bleeding, but it's like I'm not sure exactly how to translate that, but basically his skin also had you could see it on his skin as well. Rav Yosef yasek barichai. When Rav Yosef had this his condition also when he was cold, he would do some activity. He would go to the Rechaim, right, to the mill, and kind of put in some effort. Rav Sheshes Yasek B'Kishure, right, he would kosher is nowadays in Hebrew it means exercise. Right? It doesn't mean he would go to the gym, but he would carry some long beams. Interesting about Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef that they were blind. Said okay. So Amar they would say Gedola Malacha Shemachamemes Esbalea, right, Malacha work is great, right, it keeps you warm. Right, gets the body moving. Right, it's always good for your mind. It's good for your health. I had to do some exercise. All right, we're going to stop here because this story is going to go well onto Amud Aleph, and we're going to have a great day or night, depending on when you listen to this.